Rav Sholem Shvadron, Zecherno Levracha, said over the story that happened to him personally. There was once a mashkiach in a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael that had to travel to America to raise funds for the yeshiva. And at that time, there was nobody saying shmuzin in that yeshiva. So people, bachrim, came over to him from the yeshiva that they got reshus from the mashkiach that traveled to America to ask Rav Sholem Shvadron if he, during this time that the mashkiach's away, if Rav Sholem could please say shmuzin to the bachur. So Rav Sholem Shvadron, really, on one hand, he was going to say, yes, the bachurim need to hear musar, need to hear shmuzin. But he had a dilemma. And I'll explain to you the dilemma. He went into Rav Chatzke Levenstein, Zecherno Levracha, the famous Tamir Mashkiach, Mashkiach Aponovich, the Heiliger of Chatzkel. And Rav Sholem came in to him and told him over, I have a question to ask you. He told him over, this Mashkiach left, and the Bochum asked him, Bishus the Mashkiach, that he should come say Shmuzin. So Rav Sholem said, on one hand, I understand that I should do it, because Lamaisa, the Bochum need to hear Musar. They need to hear Inyani Yerushamayim. The Bochum need it. But on the other hand, Rav Sholem said, I'll tell you what I'm scared of. I'm scared of that Lamaisa, I know that I'm a better speaker than that Mashkiach. And I'm scared it may get back to the Mashkiach that the Bachram are enjoying my Shmuzin more than his. And it might come out a Pagia. It may come out that the feelings of the Mashkiach will be hurt. So maybe I shouldn't do it. But on the other hand, if I don't do it, the Bachram are losing out. In Yoni Yerushamayim, what should I do? This is the question that Reb Sholem says over that he presented to Reb Chatzkel. And Reb Chatzkel answered him the following thing. He said, we have a Kabbalah that if it'll boil down to a question of rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, but rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash will cause pain to another Yid, we don't rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore you shouldn't say the Shmuzin. Mind-boggling. Now, of course, you have to know every scenario, every situation, what this Kabbalah means, when you apply it. But I want to tell you now another story. In this second story, I mentioned over a year ago on the Chesed podcast. Rabbi Aryeh Levin Zecherno Levracha had a son-in-law, Rabbi Shmuel Aaron Yudalevitz, who was mamish a tzaddik yisoyed oilam. Once heard from my uncle, Rabbi Shiki Baruch Zecherno Levracha, Rabbi Shmuel Aaron Yudalevitz was mamish from the tzaddike hador. And the Goyne Hador. So, Rabbi Shmuel Aaron Yudalevitz came. It was once Yom Kippur night. And there was a shul that they needed someone to say some Divrius Oiris right by Kol Nidre time. Right after Kol Nidre, they wanted him to say some Divrius Oiris. And at that time, there was a Rav that was Nifter a few months before. And there was no Rav there. But he davened in the shul. And they asked him if he could please say some divrius oiris, and they knew he had a special koyach to him, oir the oilam, to do tshuva. And he refused. And they pushed him a few times, and he refused. And on the way home, one of his children asked him, he said, Tati, I don't understand. You could have been oir people to crying to tshuva, Yom Kippur night. So he said, I know I could have. But it's all not kedai if the almana of the Rav, who was just nifter, if she'll shed one tear that she'll hear somebody else, not her husband, is the one saying the drasha, then he said, that is doicha that pushes away getting 100 people to cry tears of tshuva. He says, that one tear, if she'll shed, is doicha. Oh, I'd rather not make 100 people cry for tshuva. If Rachmana Litzlan, there'll be one tear, there will be the tear of an almana in pain. And everyone understands that the yesod of all these stories is really what we just learned in last week's parash and parashas Shmos. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidoy v'atzmoy came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, please go take the Gidden out of Mitzrayim. So Moshe first said, I can't do it because no one's going to listen to me. No one's going to believe me. And then when Hashem said, no, it's not true, I'll give him Isis. And then he said, whatever, I'm a kvad peh. It's not, I can't do it. And then finally at the end he said, Shlach no biyat tishlach, send in the hands of the one you send to. Send with Aaron, HaKoyin is also a Navi. And Rashi over there in the Pasuk says, makes a cheshbon for 7 days. Moshe argued with Hashem. And Rashi says, the last time he said at the end, Shlach no biyat tishlach, send with Aaron, he says, that was the real reason. He didn't say that till the end, but the thing that was pushing him the whole time was not to hurt the feelings of his brother Aaron. So even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidei uva'atzmo was telling him to do it, Moshe didn't want to do it in order not to hurt the feelings of his older brother Aaron HaKohen. But this is something that we have to really internalize, a message that even when we're doing great things, and we hire people to Torah, to Yerushalayim, we have to always make a cheshbon if someone's feelings are going to get hurt. And if someone's feelings are going to get hurt, we have to ask a real shelas chacham.